This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is distributing more than $1.6 billion in coronavirus aid from the Federal CARES Act. Governor Jared Polis says the money will support the state's response to the crisis and help with economic recovery. The largest sums are going toward public health, school districts, universities, and local governments. A business group has filed a lawsuit over the governor's executive order to change how ballot petition signatures are gathered. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Polis has temporarily suspended several laws to allow people to collect ballot signatures by email or mail. The process normally requires an in-person signature. Polis says he doesn't want democracy to be a casualty of this pandemic. But Colorado Concern, a group of CEOs, said the governor can't unilaterally make that decision and say it's out of line with the state's constitutional protections around the signature-gathering process. A number of campaigns are trying to get measures on the November ballot. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Aurora is increasing its retail taxes on marijuana. The Sentinel reports the city council approved a 1% hike to the tax Monday. Officials say the increase will raise $1 million a year for the city and that its tax rate on marijuana is still lower than in places like Denver and Commerce City. City officials can raise the tax up to 10% without asking voters to approve the increase. Fire danger is high for much of western Colorado. Around the Denver area, it's sunny with highs near 90. This is CPR News.